Finance Committee update. This update is from the June 2nd, 2022 and June 14th, 2022 preliminary budget presentation meetings.
Thank you, Jody. And if Tom and Matt want to take this over.
Well, I wasn't able to attend the June 2nd meeting, but I was able to attend the June 14th meeting. So Matt can speak to the first meeting. And, you know, the budget looks a bit challenging going forward next year. But I think there's room for optimism. But Matt, why don't you speak to this issue?
Yes, thank you for the setup there. Well, the past two meetings have been budget focused. We have the meeting in early June to try to give board members and members of the public as much information as we can, as early as we can in the budget process to allow folks time to react to the budget we're putting forth. In this year's budget, we have a level tax levy target. The key initiatives we're moving forward on are in terms of rate increases for specific provider categories, community support program, community-based residential facilities. We're continuing to increase comprehensive community services enrollment. So this will be the 2023 budget, the first year where we're not operating a psychiatric hospital or psychiatric emergency room. So a lot still kind of unknown with our enrollment in those future state facilities like Granite Hills. But we are confident with this budget. We are not relying on any reserve funds in the 2023 budget. We feel this puts the Behavioral Health Services Division on a very financially sustainable path while continuing to support and expand community services.
So, Maria, we're certainly available to answer questions. I see that you're locked up as well. Hopefully, we don't have a connection problem.
Well,
can you guys hear me and see me?
Oh. Yeah, now we can.
Okay. My apologies. Thank you for that update, Tom and Matt. And at this point, we can entertain any questions from the board. Hey, Kate, I think you have a comment in the chat. I just want to make sure that I get to that. If there are any budget amendments, email them to Kate by June 20th, which is literally right around the corner. So thank you for the reminder, Kate. And I believe that budget amendment form was included in the packet at the last meeting. All righty. Thank you so much for that update, Jody.